Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus saying hello and welcome to Friday, the day of the week, where we go where the Lord takes us. And today we're going to share some insight from the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 16, where Paul and his traveling companions were kept from preaching the word in the province of Asia. And you know, I don't know about you, but there's been many times in my past where I've totally missed God's activity in my life because I've sat idly by. I've been inactive and doing nothing purposely, waiting for God to open a door of opportunity for me. And you know, my modus operandi was usually no until I hear go. But a closer study of the book of Acts, it offers the opposite approach. And rather than the no until I hear go from the Lord, the behaviors of the apostles and their traveling companions in Acts 16, it just offers a different approach. It seems like they operated under the go until you hear no approach. In other words, rather than waiting on a door to open, they were going until a door closes. And you know, it's really interesting to study the way God extended his guidance to these early messengers of the cross. And it consisted mainly in this study in Acts in prohibiting their movement when they attempted to take a course other than the right one. When they wanted to turn to the left toward Asia, God stopped them. And when they sought to turn to the right toward Bithynia in Asia Minor, he stops them again. And you know, in his later years, Paul's going to do some of his greatest work in that very region. Yet now the door was closed before him by the Holy Spirit because the time wasn't ripe for the attack on these apparently impregnable locations in the kingdom of Satan. Apollos needed to go there first to lay groundwork, and then Paul and Barnabas were needed more urgently elsewhere. They required maybe further training before undertaking this responsible task. And you know, when we're in doubt as to which way to turn, I think the thing for us to do is submit our judgment absolutely to the Spirit of God and ask Him to shut every door but the right one. And it's okay to say, in fact, I think we're encouraged to say, you know, Lord, I give you the entire responsibility of closing every road and stopping every step that's not of you. And let me hear your voice whenever I turn to the right or turn to the left. And you know, in the meantime, we should continue along the path that we've already been traveling. And I think that's the key. Persist in our calling until we're clearly told to do something else. And you know, Jesus is wanting you to be what Paul was, you know, a messenger. And we need to be obedient even to the smallest nudging or warning of our Lord. And you know, after we have prayed the prayer of faith and there's no apparent hindrances, it's okay to go forward with a confident heart. And don't be surprised if your answer comes in doors closing before you. So, you know, I don't know where today's DriveCast finds you. Maybe there's some door that's closed that you would hope was going to be wide open. Or maybe you're standing at the threshold of an open door and you need the courage to step out in faith and walk through that open door. You know, if this is you, I invite you to join me by praying about it right now. And if you'd like to pray, let's pray something like this. Jesus, doing nothing until I hear you say go, it isn't working for me right now. I truly desire to hear your voice. I'm at a crossroad currently. Doors seem shut right and left. There's got to be an open road leading me somewhere. I trust that you'll help me find it. Amen. And so as usual, I really want to thank each and every one of you loyal DriveCast listeners. And I pray that the weekend facing you is going to present you with open doors of opportunity to be the best redeemed individual that you can be for the Lord Jesus. And I hope that you have an opportunity to join us in person for worship this coming Sunday at one of our four locations. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus saying so long.